This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says new offers of support made by the alliance's members to Ukraine at the NATO summit this week will bolster the country's defenses against Russia over the long haul, while Kyiv strives for membership to the alliance. Speaking to reporters as the NATO summit drew to a close Wednesday, Stoltenberg said the stronger Ukraine is in its fight with Russia, the better position it will likely be in any future negotiations.
The more military support we provide to Ukraine, the more land they are able to liberate, the stronger their hand will be at the negotiating table. And therefore, we continue, and the message from this summit and from NATO allies with new announcements is that we support them to liberate land so they will have a stronger hand at the negotiating table.
Stoltenberg said allies promised new military hardware, including long-range cruise missiles and air defense systems. During this week's NATO summit, much was made about the strong unity among allies and their support for Ukraine. But British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak had to answer Wednesday for comments made by his defense secretary, who said Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky needed to show more gratitude for the support his nation was receiving from Western allies. Media reports said British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace said many wanted to see more gratitude from the Ukrainian president, citing Zelensky's constant calls for more military hardware. Wallace said he heard comments from U.S. lawmakers who felt like Zelensky treated them as though they were Amazons, referencing the online retail giant. When asked about the comments Wednesday, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said Zelensky had shown plenty of gratitude.
Well, President Zelensky has expressed his gratitude for what we've done on a number of occasions, not least in his incredibly moving address that he made to Parliament earlier this year.
This is VOA News. The European Parliament voted to pass the European Union's flagship law to restore nature on Wednesday, salvaging the environmental measures that center-right lawmakers had campaigned to kill off. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The European Parliament voted to pass the EU's flagship law to restore nature Wednesday. Lawmakers adopted the proposal with 336 votes in favour and 300 against. The law would be one of the EU's biggest pieces of green legislation. It would require countries to introduce measures restoring nature on a fifth of their land and sea by 2030. The aim is to reverse the decline of Europe's natural habitats, 81% of which are classed as being in poor health. This week it was backed by Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who joined demonstrations outside the parliament. Some government leaders have argued Europe is pushing through too many environmental laws.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reporting. Just as residents are in the southern United States, parts of southern Europe is suffering a major heat wave. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Spain's sweltering under unrelenting heat as temperatures start to build towards what is forecast to be a torrid weekend across southern Europe. Spain's weather service says thermometers could potentially hit 113 degrees Fahrenheit in some areas, which are under alert for extreme heat. The heat wave is causing restless nights across the country. Over 100 weather stations registered temperatures of at least 95 degrees as early as 6 a.m. on Wednesday. While relief is in store for some parts of the Iberian Peninsula, other European countries, including Italy and Greece, will sweat through the weekend. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As the Hollywood writers' strike continues, now unionized actors are talking about following suit. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
To strike or not to strike, SAG-AFTRA, the union that represents screen actors, broadcast journalists, announcers, and other professionals, has agreed to allow a last-minute intervention from federal mediators as negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers approaches a Wednesday midnight deadline. Issues on the table include residual pay and unregulated use of artificial intelligence. In a statement Tuesday, the Guild said they will exhaust every possible opportunity to make a deal, but that employers have abused their trust and a strike may be inevitable. Members could join screenwriters in an ongoing work walkout that would grind Hollywood productions to a halt. I'm Jennifer King.
For more information on these and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.